was a joyous scene from the streets of Boston on Saturday, June 9th, as tens of thousands of people lined the streets and thousands more participated in the 48th annual Gay Pride Parade. The theme this year was Rainbow Resistance. Ryan was one of many marching through the streets.
How does it feel to be marching this parade today?
It feels fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to see the smiles and the love and the energy.
And the theme, Rainbow Resistance, what do you think of that?
I think it's pretty apropos for the time, you know? Kind of carries that militant theme that a lot of causes have right now. And it definitely is a resistance, so.
An apropos theme, but there was not much anger to be found. Granted, there was a huge presence of corporate sponsors, from airline companies to banks, healthcare providers, high tech, and even all the pro sports teams in the area. And there were all the politicians, from local city councilors right on up to both U.S. senators. It seemed everyone wanted to be a part of and to be seen at this event. As I wandered the parade route, which snaked all through the South End, I happened upon a young woman.
I'm Samia Khan.
And where are you from?
I'm from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts.
And you came to Boston today. Why?
All my friends are gay, so I came to support them.
What did you just say?
And you're not?
No.
Okay, well, but you're supporting them. That's cool.
Exactly.
It's a great day for it. What do you think of the parade?
It's a good weather. It's nice. They give a lot of free swag.
Okay, that's
Sorry.
Okay. How long have you been here?
We got here at around like 12:30, 12:45.
And the parade is freaking long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very long. I don't know if we'll stay for the whole thing. We're hoping to join it at some point like last year. I like the floats that have music blasting because it brings, you know, a lively part to this. Because, you know, it's like quiet and it dulls down, but then like a float with a giant radio will come by and it's like fun.
Ed Markey's coming up right now.
Who's coming up? Markey?
Yeah.
Ed Markey for Senate.
Yep, he's one of our senators.
He is?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Ed! Woo!
Is that Ed?
Yeah!
There he is! Chuck Fresina, WMBR Radio. How you doing?
Good to see you, sir. Happy Pride, everybody.
How's it feel to be marching this parade today?
This is incredible. This is the most enthusiasm, the biggest crowd that we've ever had for Pride Day. You can feel the energy, the enthusiasm. It just makes you feel good about the United States of America.
Excellent. How do you feel about the theme, Rainbow Resistance?
Yes, we must resist Donald Trump. We must resist any discrimination based upon any category at all. We believe in non-discrimination here in Massachusetts. And
thank you so much, sir.
Celebrating that today. How you doing?
Senator Edward Markey was very approachable. Unlike Elizabeth Warren, I got a high five from her as she danced by. Her rock star status in the crowd, coupled with her throngs of supporters, made it impossible to catch an interview with her. BNN-TV, the Boston Neighborhood Network, was broadcasting live, and even though she was slated to speak to them as she passed their booth, even they got all of 30 seconds.
And here, down on the parade route, I'm with Senator Warren, our superstar senator who's been protecting us and working for our community for so long.
Having fun.
Senator, you're always dancing in our parade, making sure that we have the community aware of all the things that need to be passed in the law.
We don't march in pride. We dance in pride. Pride is a celebration of love. It is a celebration of the future we build together. And I'm
wonderful.
So happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Back to you.
All right. Ambient up.
TV director David Palmaris expressed enthusiasm for his job on this particular show.
So BNN has been covering this for as long as I can remember. This is my second year. I took it over last year. This is my favorite parade because there's so much joy and love and positivity from these events.
Positivity.
Positivity, yes, yes. You know, that's why I just direct. I'm not the talent. But there's a joy and there's a love and there's commonality. It's more than just people who are gay or straight. I think there's acceptance, and this is one of these parades. I love doing the other parades in which, you know, there's more of a, you know, Americana, more of town pride and so forth. But this is a pride from all spectrums, not just whether you're gay or straight or bi. It's much more than that. This is the parade I look forward to each year.
It wasn't all peace and love and acceptance. There was a small group of anarchist protesters who sat down at Berkeley and Boylston Streets, blocking the parade for a short while. It wasn't exactly clear just what they were protesting, and when I or a few others tried to engage them in conversation, we were either met with ignoring our inquiries or chanting.
I belong here more than Santander Mansion. No justice, no pride. No justice, no pride.
This is like protesting at the march on Washington. That's disrespectful.
They were not winning over any support from the parade or spectators. Police warned them that if they did not clear the streets, they would be arrested. At that point, about half walked away, and the other half, perhaps maybe as much as a dozen, were arrested. The parade then continued with a celebratory mood. Thanks to BNN TV for providing some content. Reporting from the streets of Boston, I am Chuck Rosina.